What's up? It's your boy Chase the Dream Pammy, Ian Silverback Butler. We're back with the First Shot podcast, and sports are up and going, man. You
Sports,
got
it's up and going, dude. Everything's going. NFL's going. MLB's going. I think
yeah.
soccer's going.
So for any of those people out there, I don't personally like to bet. But for those people that do like to bet, tell them
Yeah,
what they
this
can.
is what you do. This is what you do. You guys go to BetOnTheLine and use promo code BELIEVE50 and you will get a 50% welcome off bonus, bro. That's the only thing you have to do. I don't think I can even bet because, I mean, being professional athletes, it's a bad idea to bet. You know, I mean, everybody knows about the Pete Rose scandal and stuff like that. But if you are able to bet, go to BetOnline, use promo code BELIEVE50.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's
All right,
right.
man. Well, hey,
That's
it's been
right.
a little bit. It's been a little bit since we've been on the First Shot. It's been a little bit since we've had some stuff. I know you and I have been talking about revamping the show a little bit and adding some different
Yeah.
pieces. So, we will start having more interviews, podcast interviews with different people. So we're really excited about that. Hope this doesn't make it online, but you're hearing my phone in the background, which is about to get shut off. Oh, great. But we've got some new things coming up. We'll have to edit that out or ask them to edit it out. So,
We're gonna keep it on. We're gonna keep it on, you guys. We're gonna keep it on.
I
But
guess we'll.
season is here, man. 2023, 2024 season, obviously, because most of the championship season states usually February, yeah, dude, all the big preseason tournaments, the P&L, the freak shows, the preseason natties are done. Now it's the official start, man. Some of our kids had their first duel this week, man. Like a lot of our kids came out on top, so it's good, man. I'm really excited. I'm really excited for the season.
Yep. Hey, bro, you're frozen a little bit, those people that are listening. So don't go. Oh, now you're unfrozen. Yeah, season's here, man. The thing that's really interesting nowadays, and maybe more so than ever, is season seems like it's all year long, especially for us who are in the club game. We're traveling 9, 10, 11, 12 months a year with these kids. So for us, it never really feels like season is starting and ending. It's like you go from literally one season starting, another season ending, and then another season starting. It kind of rinses and repeats itself. But for athletes, multi-sport athletes, jumping back into season. But I think there's some important things to focus on, right? I think we talk to athletes and hey, one of the main things in season is you're getting ready to go. Focus on the here and now. Take care of business at home. We're in our states are a little bit different. You're in California, I'm in Nevada. People that listen are in
Yeah.
different places, but Nevada's state tournament overall tends to be, I would just say Nevada State is one of the weaker tournaments in the country compared to California, which is one of the stronger state tournaments in the country. So you got a lot of kids in California who winning a state title is a really difficult thing, a really big task. So it does take an amount of effort, right? Not that Nevada doesn't take an amount of effort, but smaller brackets, more divisions. We have five divisions here, which makes it really watered down a little bit. I understand why they do it, but one of the big messages for our kids is the season is still important. Everyone wants to be a national champ. Everyone wants to win Fargo. Everyone wants to be a world champ, all those kind of things. But right now, the season that's in front of you, you got to take care of business at home, so to speak. You can't
Yep.
overlook anybody. Nevada, just because this kid's wrestled 3 years and you've wrestled 12 years, doesn't mean that you approach your season differently. You need to approach your season with the same kind of intensity, more intensity than you even would in the off season. right? Because of the level of competition, you cannot wrestle down to your level of competition. You need to wrestle. My wrestling mindset, Mike said this is every match is important, no match is special, right? And I think that's idea of kind of going into season is that every match is important. No match is special, but every match.
Hey, no match is special. I like that, right? No match is special because I think probably P why because people get in their heads when it comes to these final matches or semifinals.
Right. But every match is important.
Probably, right? That,
That you got to
yeah,
have the
it's true.
every match is important. The first round is just as important as the finals, but a lot of times tendency is, oh, first round is easy. I have an easier kid. I'm ranked, I'm whatever. Therefore, I'm going to wrestle differently than I will against the kid that I wrestle in the semis. That's how upsets happen. You have to wrestle. And the way the game is changing, I don't know if you saw at college wrestling this weekend, but the amount of upsets that were taking place, wow.
Huge.
Multiple.
Huge.
Probably the most I've ever seen in a early college season, right? And that just talks to the level of competition just getting stiff, like tougher, stiffer at all levels, right? Just because someone goes
I know.
to this college doesn't mean that they're not going to be competitive with this kid from this college, right? So
1,000%.
you're seeing that happen. So I don't know. What do you think about season, man? What are the things? What are some of the things you think about? What are you telling your kids?
Honestly, it's kind of what you spoke on. Like, every match matters, right? You have to take everything seriously. Make sure you're dialed in. Like, it's season's here, right? Make sure you're dialed in. Make sure your weight is freaking good so you're not having big weight cuts every single week because like it's like I think kids kind of get used to like the Fargos of like you have a big date coming so you're cutting all the way down for that so you kind of have camps right and then we're getting ready for freak show so you're getting ready for that weight cut but in season like man you're making weight every single week dude so just making sure everything is dialed in like that duels and everything else. Making sure you're taking care of business on that. Same mindset, same approach for everything. And then when we have the Doc B's or have those tournaments, if you come up short, the biggest thing about season is to remind them that the season is also long,
Yeah.
right? The season is also long. So some of these shortcomings that you come up with, not a big deal. Not a big deal. Only thing we're trying to do is fix it before CIF comes. Like we're
Right.
just trying to cover up these holes and kind of use season as like a data collecting plan, right? You have everybody in your league. You guys should know who's who, and you guys are going to see each other at tournaments now and then at duels. But the whole goal is to for us is because California, like I said, the finals are different, man. Pushing through to getting the Masters and getting the state is as an animal here, so. Making sure we just collect data when it comes to CIF and the masters that pretty much we're just closing those gaps by time playoff come.
Yep, absolutely, man. And you know, this conversation makes me think back to 2008. I was wrestling in college at the time. The Cliff King tournament here in Vegas is always a super deep, super tough tournament for college wrestling. I mean, you get some brackets that are, I mean, you get 8, 7, 8, 9, 10 nationally ranked kids. And I'll
Yep.
never forget. Jeff Jaggers wrestled for Ohio State, had just won a national title the year before, and he was wrestling the younger, not Logan Stever, but why is his name slipping my mind? That's not good. I can't remember brother's name, but he wrestled Stever, and it's going to come to me as we're talking. But he ended up losing the match. He lost an early season match. I remember standing there. I was up next. It was a big upset. Everybody was going crazy. And my coach at the time, Sammy Henson, looked at me and said, he's still going to win a national title confidently. Still going to win a national title. Not, he'll lose, but he'll still win a national title. And I remember like that vividly because Sure enough, we get to the end of the year and he ends up winning a national title. You know, you look at Jeff Jagers, or not Jeff Jagers
Out of
right now.
direction.
What's that?
Johnny lost to the beginning of the season. Dude, that kid that does a lot of good throws. And then not only did he lose to him, but Sammy Sasso lost to him at who's number one,
Yep.
two. I think he's from Rutgers, maybe. No, or was he was from Wisconsin.
Oh, you're talking
Talking
about
about he
Gomez.
took a couple years off.
You're talking about
Gomez.
Oscar Gomez.
Austin Gomez, right? Everybody thought Austin Gomez was like, and then he beat Yanni handedly, right? And Yanni ended up winning the national title, bro.
Yep. And
But it was the beginning of the season.
same thing with Vito, right? Vito
Yeah.
just took a loss. Crookham had a big weekend. You know, he beat two a number six guy and the number one guy in the country, which those are still big wins. But I'd be willing to bet that at the end of the year, Vito's the guy that stands at the top of the podium. He's a champion. He's a winner. You never know. But these guys, the point being here is that successful athletes, high level athletes, understand that losing is part of the game. Sometimes it just happens. You have a bad tournament, your preparation wasn't right, maybe your mind, there's all sorts of factors. But when the time's right, it's a long season. It's a race, right? And the big thing about a race is you can't fall too far behind, right? And you can't get too far ahead, because sometimes you get too far ahead and you burn out, you get too far behind, you can't catch up. But kind of finding that middle ground that, yes, you are going to have some ups and downs and some losses, but perseverance is so important. I was talking to Jordan Burroughs about 3 4 weeks ago, and I'm just asking him, how have you continued to keep the mountain as long as you have? He's had some times where he lost, obviously the Olympics a couple years ago. Last year he loses to Chance Marsteller. However, the way he looks at the game, right, the way he approaches the game, I think is what has made him so successful. Is he said to me, look, I was a high school state champ when I was a senior. I didn't go to the Fargos and the Super 32s and all these kind of things. I didn't have that going into college. So I was already having to catch these guys. But all I did was I would go wrestle and get better. So simple, right? I would lose a match or a position, I'd go get better. I'd win a match, I'd win a position, I'd still go get better. So you're always going to be getting better. You win, you get better. You lose, you get better. Such simple advice, but sometimes that's all it is in
What do you
this.
think? So I think one of the biggest things, man, that like so you're retired now, right? And you look back on the experiences that you've had at a world-class level, right? And you bring it down to your kids, right? And you teach your kids the right way. That's why they're successful, right? And then even me, right? As I'm prepping for who's number one, and as I'm still competing, I have to lead by example, right? And lead the light. And you said something when it came to who went to Super 32? Who went to Super 32?
One of my guys,
Yes, Manny.
Daniel.
Okay, Manny, right? So look, how much do kids, probably not even kids, it's probably still professional athletes as adults, put so much on winning and losing, bro? So much that that nervousness and that fear just compromise them in competition sometimes, that they're worried about winning. And we have always talked about this, dude. When you focus on just performing, right? You like winning takes care of themselves. But also, too, I think like something that like kind of handcuffs kids is like, I gotta win. But when you're, I think once you're at a winning mindset, like that, like the Jordan Burroughs or the Cal Diggs, or even you when you're going through like when you're hitting your stride, like when you made it to like NCAA Nationals or like or when I'm going through pants and you make it through, like at that level, when you're in it, if you take a loss, it is nothing. It is nothing because you have the winning mindset of like, ah, all right, like, ah, they just got lucky, or I'm just gonna get better. It's all good, dude. And then you see some kids that are like paralyzed from losing, like devastated, bro, like crying on the mat and stuff like that, dude. A lot of it is just mindset. Because, like, what was the mindset? Explain your mindset when you were in the NCAA finals, like going through that bracket and going through those tough matches, or even years prior, like mentally, the mental difference of coming up short and then going through it.
I had the unshakable belief that I was going to be a national champion. Even though I was ranked seventh, I was the seventh seed that year, the number two guy in the country, or the number two seed I was going to have in the quarters. I'd already lost to him twice that year. But I had this unwavering belief in my training, this unwavering belief in my ability. But the time that I put into my mindset and making sure that that was in the right position and feeding it with all the proper things, I had losses that year. I think that year I lost five, six, seven times. But at the end of the day, ended up making the national finals because those losses, subconsciously, you got to look at those from a data perspective. Sometimes overthinking them, you don't need to overthink them. Sometimes it's just a loss is a loss, right? Sometimes a loss is what happened? What was the mistake? What's something I can get better at from this loss, right? There's different ways to look at it. But I think my mindset was I got over loss very quickly. It's a long season, but it's a short season, right? It's a long season, 5 months. But it's also a short season, 5 months.
It is,
Like,
dude.
if you dwell on one loss and that
It's
affects you
over.
three, four, five matches, well, those three, four, five matches, instead of getting better after that one loss, those next five matches after it, let's just say that affects you and you don't get over it, you just lost a window of time. And in college, 6 matches can sometimes be over a 2, 3 week span. Now let's take college season, right? You have, let's just call it 5 months of competing, and you have 4 weeks in a month, roughly, right? Four times five, what's that? 20 weeks, right? 24 weeks, something like that you have in there, of season.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks. Those 2 weeks matter because you couldn't get your mind right after one simple loss, right? Same way with winning. You might win and dwell on that win for two, three, four, five matches and ride that wave, right? But you've got to continually get better each time and learn how to do that, And that's what very successful people do. That's what champions do, is they're able to build off of each moment, right? Don't let the wins let them get too high, and don't let the losses let them get too low. That's a simple phrase.
Too low.
I read this the other day, real simple Instagram quote I was going through. And the quotes, it basically, I'm paraphrasing, but it basically said, athletes, there are athletes that need to spend time doing their mental reps as much as they're doing their physical reps. You've got to put time into your mental reps. You can't just learn a mental skill, whatever it might be, and work on it for 5 minutes a day and expect that that mental skill is going to translate over right away, or expect that that mental skill is going to happen in 6 months. You've got to actually put time into your reps and your mental skills, whether it's your visualization, whether it's your processing, whatever it might be, whatever mental skills you use to grow. But mental reps are so important. And that's something that for me as a competitor, I was a bit of a head case, right? So that's something that I think I could have done better at as an athlete, right? That I do now. But as an athlete, those mental reps, those things that prepare me for that day or for that practice or for that tournament, right? That's done 6 months ahead of time. You don't learn a high crotch
Yeah.
the week before a tournament and then start practicing. You learn it 6 months, a year, whatever it might be. You learn a move, and it takes time to apply that. But you did thousands and thousands of reps, right? So those mental reps in practice, you give up a takedown, right? Your reset button is, let's just say your reset button is you say the color gray, and that's your reset button. You get taken down, gray. I reset. I'm right back to it. But if you're not really practicing that in practice, you're missing it, right?
Yep.
Simple.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Man, that's huge. That's really, really huge, man. Because like Manny's Fargo final was so exciting, dude. Like it was a bomb burner, dude. Like it was huge, bro. And the way he performed out there, dude, you can tell he left it all on the mat,
Yep.
too. He left it all on the mat. And when that happens, bro, it's I don't know. My perspective is you win regardless, no matter what the result is. You know what
Right.
I'm saying? So like that was a huge win. It's just a huge win stepping on that mat, and then the way he performed, man, dude, you can't be upset about that. Like that was huge.
Right. The effort.
That was freaking huge. Yeah, the effort was there. That's the only thing you can ask for. The effort was there. So are you guys pretty much doing season in a whole? Are you guys taking it step by step? Do you kind of split the season? Like, do you guys take the regular season, a regular tournament to do this and this, or do you guys kick it into gear more when playoffs or regionals are starting to come to start qualifying kids? What are you guys' process in that?
So youth, there's youth in high school, right? So we are talking about the approach is a little bit different with each. High school right now in the preseason, we really load those kids up on the shape side of things, making sure they go into season in shape, ready to go. This is the time that they can put volume on their body before the end of season. Once you start getting to in Nevada, we end in February. So it's fast. I know other
Yeah.
places end in March, but we end the second week in February with high school season. So really, you only get 3 months of competing if that's all you're doing is season in
Right.
Nevada. You only get really the last weekend in November, maybe, and then December, January, and then that's it. And you're February and it's state championship season. So I try to front load the preseason with technique early on, then a hard training phase in the preseason going into their season, bring it down. And then as they're in season, really they're just coming here to touch up technique, make sure they spar, make sure they're drilling well, not a crazy ton of live because I think they need to stay healthy. And one of the things I try to be aware of is the load that they're putting on themselves, i.e.
Yep.
weight lifting, i.e. extra runs, i.e. weight cutting, weight management. So I want to keep those athletes as healthy as I can for their season. So that's from a high school perspective. The youth is a little bit different. I think the youth, we try to front load a lot of things in the preseason. We do hit a good training cycle. And then we really try to maintain those skills throughout the year, throughout the season. There's a set of skills we've been working on, and it's very boring and tedious. But those skills, you want to lock those skills in with reps, 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 reps. When they're kids, you have to lock in those good habits with reps, 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 reps. And it might not matter that you don't get to 30 moves or this or that, because I think I cut out. I think you cut out. Am I still being recorded? I am still being recorded. Well, I'll continue to keep talking, but it's so important during that time. It's so important during that time that you continue to make sure those athletes are getting their reps and making the
No,
proper
for sure.
adjustments in your youth teams. You have 5 months of season. Like right now, we start our youth season next week. We get November, January, February, and then March is the state tournament. So it takes 3, 4 months to lock in certain skills and techniques. What we start in the preseason, we probably won't see that stuff play out until the state tournament, but we're okay with that, right? We're okay that the season is going to show us what's working and what's not working and how to adjust it. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, for sure, dude.
For sure, dude. I love it. I love it. And I think that's why you guys got one of the best youth programs there in Nevada, right? Same thing. Like I go back to collecting data. Like what's working, what's not, right? What can we fix? What can we go into championship season? So definitely get it, man. And I'm a big fan of like rep, rep, reps. I always live by drills get kills. Like when it comes to like combat sports and stuff like that, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
Makes a difference. So, yeah, man. So, since season's starting, then our podcast is starting. What can we expect for this season for 2023, 2023, 2024, freaking First Shot podcast season?
So one of the things is starting to look for athletes that we want to put on the show, high school age, and let them
High
have an
school.
opportunity to talk about their journey as well, right? You had a year and a half back, right? When we kind of started this, we had a few athletes on early. It was something that we wanted to run with, but I think now we're in position that we have athletes and we want to give them a chance to tell their stories, talk about what they're doing. Right. And also learn. One of the things I think as a coach is you are always learning. Right. You are always learning. And whether they're, I learn stuff from just being around my youth kids. I probably learn more from them than I do, than they do from me. Right. But some of these high school kids, they're smart, dude. I follow them on Twitter. I follow them on Instagram. I see the things they're doing. I see the things they're saying. Right. And there's always something to kind of learn, but also inspire other kids as well. Right. You hear what another kid's doing at the high school level. Hopefully that inspires another kid to say, hey, I'm gonna put in this extra time. I'm gonna put in this, I'm gonna do that. Right. Want to use it as a way to inspire, a way for athletes to continue to grow, continue to develop. So we will do that. We will have some more guests on the show, but we're gonna continue to talk about what we're doing, what's going on in our world, and our experiences. Right, what we both of us are living incredible lives that we're thankful for, we're grateful for. We get to travel and coach and compete and do all these things that are absolutely the dream. Right,
Dream, dude, dream.
we get to talk about that and inspire others towards their dreams, their goals, their growth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Living the dream, baby, all day, every day, bro. Hell yeah, dude. I'm so excited for this season. Yeah, pretty stoked to have more guests on this year too. If you guys want to be a guest on the show, DM Chase on Insta or DM me on Insta, and then we'll just pretty much go from there. So yeah. So I'm your boy Ian Sovak Butler. That's your boy Chase Pammy. We're the First Shock Podcast, and it's the beginning of the first season, so we're excited. And then, yeah, let's go.
Have a great day.
Peace.